100, a psalm for giving grateful praise. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name, for the Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Amen.
We have our stories that I told you about. Okay, are you guys ready? Our first one is Bob Meyer. So our first story is Barb, and she's been coming to Harbor for more than 20 years. And if you've met Barb, you know that she is one of the most encouraging and prayerful people here at Harbor. And I am so blessed to welcome her up here to share a little bit about her story.
Thank you. Woohoo! Yay, Harbor! 25 years! Woo! I am so grateful. I cannot tell you how grateful I am, because, and I'm not exaggerating when I say that Harbor saved and changed my life. It gave me a blessed life of fellowship and love and learning. I was repeatedly invited to Harbor 21 years ago, and I kept saying to my friend who was so excited about Harbor, I can't go to Harbor. I can't just randomly go to a church. I sing in choir in my hometown, in my church. I've been doing that for 10 years. Like, I can't just run off and, you know, leave choir. But I came one day, and she wasn't even there. But here's the key. I mean, go figure. But here's the key that's so amazing. I was immediately invited to a journey group / Bible study, and that changed everything for me. So at that first service I went to, someone prayed for me afterwards, and I was just honest, like, I don't know what I'm doing here, my friend isn't here. and he said, can I pray for you? I said, oh, yes, and yeah, thank you. And so he prayed for me, and then he introduced me to his wonderful wife. And is this better up here?
Yes.
Oh, okay. And he prayed for me, and he introduced me to his wonderful wife, who invited me to a journey group at their home only 10 minutes away from my house. So I thought, I don't know. It was God in that prayer, I'm sure. I thought, I'll give it a try. And here's the miracle that happened. I was found this fellowship at this journey group where I trusted enough that I could be honest about who I really was and what I was really going through. And I saw people just go from little faith to great faith. And we walked through the challenges of life together and the joys, just helping each other through. It was a wonderful experience. So I can't emphasize enough the wonders of journey groups. I'm a real fan, as you can hear. And what I want you to know, if you haven't tried a journey group, that what we say there stays there. I often try and say that every week because that's so important. That allows us to open up and to be honest or choose whatever we choose to say, whatever people choose to say, they can feel open enough to do so. I've been here 21 years, and I've been through a lot of things. And I went through this period where I was working for a psychopath person, and I would just get on the train, this is in Boston, like this, and God is so good to me. He gave me someone from one of my journey groups who was on the same train in the morning and at night, and I you know, she'd be saying, it's toxic, you have to leave. I can't leave, I can't. And I mean, I made it through that with the help of my journey group. And by the way, if they didn't know me and I just walked into Harbor, they would think I was crazy, like, who's this crazy woman? She's shaking and she, you know. So just having that fellowship makes such a huge difference. So as you can see, I'm a huge cheerleader for journey groups, and I want you to know that there's an open journey group every Sunday right here at 11:45 down the hall in the living room on the left. And David Tassi leads it. I'm a co-leader, and you're welcome to come and just try it any time. We're not meeting today, by the way, because of our fantastic, exciting, woohoo, Harbor celebration. So, you know, I look out at you, and I just love everyone, and I want to get to know everyone. But I want to emphasize that it seems to me, maybe not for you, that, you know, we can talk outside after church and meet each other. We can even pray for each other. I pray all the time that everybody that walks in our door here feels love and feels God's love for them. That's so important. But it's not like a journey group, at least in my experience, even though I can get to know you a little and pray for you, because it's not like a journey through life where we get to really know each other. And before they get the hook out to pull me off the stage, I just want to say thank you to our lead pastor, our wonderful lead pastor, Katie, for yay, Katie, for all she does, for who she is, and especially for this great celebration. Woohoo! 25 years! Woohoo!
So I grew up in a Christian home. You know, so I first accepted Christ when I was 7. And then all through school, I was bullied day in, day out for like 13 years straight. And so as a defense mechanism, I started getting into acting and singing because that was a way for me to hide behind the characters, behind the songs. And so I did that for a while, and I always just developed a wall in front of me for hiding. Now that I've always stuck behind, hiding, afraid to really truly reach out to people. You know, and I'd just be out and pretend and be like, hi, and all the normal stuff, but nothing deep. Then 10 years ago, 2014, I started coming to Harbor. Now, under the guise of hiding, I wanted to join the worship team so I could hide behind the music. That in turn was denied to me. So I did not have that to hide behind. So I joined the tech team thinking I could just stay there until they let me join the worship team. 6 years later, you know, I'm still in the tech team, still hiding and stuff. But then Paul comes to the church, Paul Travers. So I get to start having conversations with him, get to know him. We start going out lunch, having a one-on-one and through spending time with him, he was an encouragement. He encouraged me, and he brought out, you know, things out of me that I would never have shared with anyone else. He made it so that I felt safe, you know, sharing, you know, the deep things about me. And as it was since then, you know, I've come to a place where I could be an encouragement to others. And that brought me to joining a journey group, or starting a journey group, something that was like miles and miles and miles outside my comfort zone, even back then. But now, being part of that journey group, you know, I've been sharing openly, you know, with my members and hearing their stories and their sharings and stuff, and that has made me even more confident and more willing to be an encouragement and to other people, and to be open and share my deepest insides.
Thank you, David. All right, our next story is Daniela German, who is newer here at Harbor, and she just started coming this past year with friends. We are so grateful to hear her story and how she's experienced Jesus here at Harbor.
Thank you. First of all, I want to thank Katie for encouraging me to do this. I am terrified. I do not do well in public speaking. Thank you. my name is Daniela. I live here in Lowell. I've lived in Lowell for about 4 to 5 years. I'm originally from the Dominican Republic, and I moved officially to this country in around 2016. And my journey in faith has been a little bit long. I've always been into the church, religious. I grew up in a very Catholic community in the Dominican Republic, so I grew up very much involved always. And part of that was something that connected me with my family and my friends and all that. But I think there was always something in me when I was there that just, I think it was just more like of a cultural thing and a family thing. I don't think it was necessarily something that I came to be for myself. Not until I moved into this country, and I started to, as a grown adult already, and seeing everything in a different light since I was a kid, I think I started to really have questions of myself and of my faith, mostly because there was something in me that just didn't resonate exactly for it. I didn't find exactly what I was looking for, I don't think. Something in my heart didn't feel right, especially growing up in a very enclosed country where there's, in between the same country, there's a lot of colorism and a lot of microaggressions in between them that just didn't feel exactly what I wanted to be. When I came here and learned a lot about the different communities and diversity that there was here, I started my journey in community college. I went to Middlesex Community College for a couple years. I went for graphic design, and I got my bachelor's in Lesley University after. I slowly started losing my faith a little bit, kind of seeing where my life started going. I'll kind of read a little bit what I have here. Last November, my mom fell ill, and we spent Thanksgiving around her hospital bed. And there's just a lot going on during that time. I also went through a terrible betrayal and heartbreak. And at the same time, I went through a very, very, very scary health issue. If to say that I was in a really dark place, to say the least, it was, so my best friend, Karanika, that she's sitting over there, she encouraged me to come to this church, which I was very terrified at first because it was something new. I'm very accustomed to going to churches that are more of my culture. But it's been the first time she brought me here. I was a little shy, but she introduced me to Pastor Katie, and after hearing her sermons and everything, the first time I heard her sermon, that's when I realized that I think what I was missing in my faith was the clarity of who God and Jesus was. To resonate more, the way that she resonates it more to like the times that we are in now, and does it make you feel ashamed of how Jesus comes into your life? That's really what I think really grew something in my heart and realized that this was my new home, I think. Yes. So honestly, I just want to thank everybody that has come welcomed me with open arms. It's been honestly a kind of a scary journey. And it's been amazing meeting everybody and having the support, even when I was going through all these things and praying over me when I was going through my health scare, which was really hard. But because of the support of everybody here, that even if they, without knowing who I was, came and prayed with me, sorry, just makes me feel so at home and just know exactly, realize exactly what being in a church community is. And I just excited to have more adventures and memories here with all of you. So, I think that's all I have to say. I'm really nervous, but I hope that you understand. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I also want to acknowledge the bravery of people to come up and to say such heartful things. So thank you, Daniela, and thanks to everybody that's coming up. All right, we have Jackie coming up.
I am so grateful that I've been brought up in a family built on faith. I've always believed in Jesus, but I wondered, how do you have a relationship with him? About 5 years ago, that changed, and I decided that I wanted a stronger relationship with Jesus and decided to act on it. I visited different churches, but I didn't feel like I fit in. In 2019, my wonderful friend Eileen invited me to Harbor of Hope Church. I instantly felt, this is the church, exactly what I'm looking for. I began attending Bible study at Harbor a few months later, and I cannot express how much learning about scripture, worship, and prayer has strengthened my relationship with the Lord. Jesus became more than a name to me. I always prayed to Jesus when I needed him, when there was a crisis. Once in a while, I thanked him for my life, but now I prayed for direction and guidance. When I struggle with challenges in my life, I rely on my faith and my Harbor family. Harbor of Hope's vision to help people find their way back to God, that is exactly what happened to me. Pastor Katie and all my friends have helped me, my Harbor friends have helped me up with their prayers and their faith in me and in God. I'm still the same Bible study group, Journey Group, that meets every Thursday. It's been 5 years. Enjoying every meeting and growing constantly in my understanding of Jesus. Jesus has filled a void in my life that has always been missing. He has provided me with inner peace that I could not have imagined possible. In June of 2022, I was baptized. My faith is just continuing to grow. My favorite day is Sunday. We are all here, a family that welcomes all. So join a Journey group because it's the key to have a close relationship with Jesus.
Our next story is from Robin Kesson, who first attended Harbor here last Sunday of 2023. Another Sunday like this, where we shared stories of God's faithfulness through the year. We are so excited for her to share with us now how she found a home here at Harbor.
Hello, everybody. I love Harbor. I say this all the time, but it is so true. I love you guys. Sunday is truly my favorite day of the week, and I am just so blessed to be here. As Kate said, I started my journey here at Harbor, the last service of this past year, and it was such an amazing service because it wasn't a typical service. It was the service when everybody just got up and spoke about how thankful they were, the struggles that they've been having, and I realized that this was just such an amazing, open, welcoming community. And okay. And I knew this was somewhere I wanted to be. I wanted to be a part of it. Before I started coming to Harbor, church was just, it was a checkbox. It was just something that I did to stay in God's good graces and hope that one day I would go to heaven. I never actually thought that church would be something for me that could build my spirit, make me feel whole. I never imagined that's what church was. To be honest, I was losing my faith before I came to Harbor. And how could I encourage my children to grow in faith if I was losing mine? So I knew I had to do something, and that's when we started on our journey. And I actually, my son Zach is here today, and I remember the first service that we came to, Zach. I hope I'm not divulging too much, but you basically leaned over and said, "Mom, this church checks all the boxes." And it truly does. I grew up in a very strict church. When I was a small child, I would cry myself to sleep at night because I had done something wrong during the day, and I was afraid I was going to go to hell. It was very traumatic. I cried a lot as a child. I imagined God being up there with a thunderbolt just waiting to strike me down, and I was terrified. I was absolutely terrified of God. And I, through Katie's wonderful sermons, I'm realizing God is love. He loves us. And he wants good things for us. He didn't create us to smite us, to strike us down. He created us because he loves us. And he wants us to share in this beauty. So I am just so, so happy to be here. I love this community. I love how we are all different. We all have these differences in cultures and experiences and life experiences. And as my daughter, Cece, who's in Kids Harbor, says, what makes us different makes us special. We are all special, Harbor. We are all special. God loves us. And I have never felt more loved and accepted than I do with all of you. So thank you. And another shameless plug for Journey Groups. I love my Journey Group. I love you guys. I truly do. It's such a privilege to go every Thursday and talk to my friends and share what's on my heart and get encouragement and get advice. And I know anything that I say there stays there. And I am so thankful for my Journey Group. So thank you to everybody who has brought Harbor to where it is today. I am so grateful to you. Thank you. I'm sure it wasn't easy. I'm sure there were struggles, but thank you because you have changed my life. So thank you.
Thanks, Robin. All right, our last story for today is Daniela Athanas. And you have seen her as one of the hosts up here. Enjoy her joy and her passion and the flair that she exudes up here is awesome. Okay. So she has such a gift and has done so much here for Harbor, so much, her and her husband. And we are excited for her to hear Danielle's story. So come on up.
Steve would like to extend his apologies. He cannot be here. He's actually sorry, not sorry, because he's in Orlando with our son having a guy's weekend. So, if I cry, it's everybody else's fault, okay? Steve and I come from very different faith backgrounds. He never really went to church growing up, and by mean never really, I mean didn't. And I had a few bad experiences at various churches where, to put it very simply, I did not feel like they were modeling what they were preaching at all. There wasn't the care, there wasn't the love, there was just, here's the list of rules, and also, if you want to do these things, you need to do these things, and then you can come over here, and or there was a lot of, like, pressure, and it just wasn't a very good environment. So when we started dating in 2003, and it was time for me to meet his family, he said, all right, well, the first person I want you to meet is my grandmother. She's great. She's awesome. She's like a second mother to me, and also she's going to ask you to go to church. And I was like, okay. And he's like, don't feel like you have to go. She's been begging me for 5 years. I haven't gone. And I'm like, okay, fine. And so I was like, all right, that's fine. So first time I went to her house, sure enough, she did. She absolutely did. It did not take long after meeting me for the subject to come up with her to go to church. And her church was here. Some of you guys have been here over 20 years. You probably knew Steve's grandmother, Kay. Kay Robinson had been coming here, much like Miss Sharon over here, since the doors opened. And so this was wonderful for her, and she really wanted to share it with Steve, and then she really wanted to share it with me, and she used all sorts of ways to convince us, like, they have a rock band! So, you should see all the young people there, like you guys! And I was like, okay, Last time I went to a church with a rock band, they were screaming at my head in tongues and that I had to go follow Jesus. So thanks, but no thanks. So that was from 2003 when we started dating until 2006 when she passed. It was just a constant, come to Harbor, come to Harbor, come to Harbor. And we were like, we're good. No thanks. We're okay. We're good. But then she did pass in 2006. And Steve had to come to Harbor because this was her church home. So who else would perform her funeral services than Jed Mullinex or Matt Bortmus? Who else would do it? Of course it would be one of them. And so Jed was the one that was able to do her services, and we met him that, and they were so just comforting for Steve and welcoming and sharing memories with her, and we met several of her church family at that service. And so fast forward a few weeks, that was in June of 2006. Fast forward a few weeks to, July, August, sometime in the summer. Steve is not a morning person, and some of you have been camping with us or on vacation with us, and you know that man is not a one or two of you in here have been at my house. You know that man is not a morning person, okay? When I tell you that at 7 o'clock one morning, he shot up in bed, looked at me and said, I need to go. And I was like, what? The bathroom's that way, what? And he's like, I need to go. I need to go, and I need to see why. Why did she love Harbor? Why was that so important to her? And I was like, okay, so we're going. He's like, no, I need you. This is me. I need to go. You don't need to go. I know your experiences in churches have been terrible, and I don't want you to feel pressured into going. But what he didn't know is that right before we started dating, I had prayed after watching It's a Wonderful Life for a church that was just normal people who just liked God that showed up and just lived life. And so I had that in the back of my head, and I was like, let's just go. Like, you hate being in a room full of people that you barely know. I'm not going to send you into the lion's den of people who are going to ask you all morning if you're okay for the first time. And he was like, all right, just know you don't have to. So we came, and that was in 2006. And I'm up here talking to you, and he's apologizing for not being here. We haven't left. And we haven't left because when we walked through those doors 18 years ago, what we found was an incredibly genuine, welcoming, and caring community. People who shared stories, didn't poor you, are you okay? Celebrated Kay Robinson alongside us. How proud she was of him. How glad she was she would be that we came. They were the first ones to give us space to grieve. Much like everybody else has talked about, we joined a journey group. And when I tell you, we were in our mid-20s, sitting outside, wondering if we were going to get judged, sitting in the car, like, almost not going in to this journey group. And Harbor, when I tell you, I am so glad that we did. We made lifelong friends at that journey group. We went to birthing classes together. They came to our wedding. We all bought our first houses at the same time. Our kids are growing up together. There are pictures of all of our children as babies with us holding them up here at baby dedications on stage. They became an extended family. We got involved. First, we started doing, somebody came to us and they're like, hey, do you want to pass out communion trays? Who remembers passing out communion trays at Harbor's every week, right? Yeah, we did that. We passed out communion trays, okay? Oh, do you want to stand at the door and greet people? You'd be good at that. You're people. Okay, fine. Oh, you want to volunteer for a ski trip? Just kidding. You're going to take over the whole youth ministry for 3 years. Good luck. Bye. Like, guys, we have loved serving here because it isn't just our church home. It's become our home. Home is where your people are. Harbor is where our people are. Our family, not here, but like also like our chosen family is here at Harbor. I say from stage every time I host that if you come to Harbor for any amount of time, you will see that living fully, loving deeply, and giving freely are just a part of who we are here, and it is our lifeblood. It is. When I think of Harbor, I think of a microcosm of the culture here in New England. I think we get a bad rap around here for being rough around the edges, don't you? Because we're not. We're not nice, we're kind. And if you don't know the difference, just spend an hour in New England, please. The truth is we are all willing to love each other harder than anyone else will love you. And not in a creepy way, but in a way that will speak to you and who you are individually. Guys, my love language is sarcasm. Please bring it. I know you will. All right? But you'll do it while you're moving my furniture. I'll do it while I'm moving your furniture. Okay? You're sick? I'll bring you soup. I'll make jokes about how you need to lie the heck down and eat your soup and rest up. Because I love you. And I know you'd do the same for me. Okay? That's what we do here at Harbor. You have something to celebrate? I am baking for you. Okay? Baking, and I know some other people in you, this is the same thing, is a love language. Okay, guys? And we do that for each other here at Harbor. It is in our lifeblood. We are, that's what we are here, guys. We live fully, we love deeply, and we give freely together. The reason that Harbor brings people back to God is because we are authentically who we say we are. And Steve and I are so grateful for Harbor, for giving every person that walks through those doors the opportunity to be themselves and find their way back to God as they are who they are.
Okay, you're stealing Kate's papers. Sorry, Kate. They're there now. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that he is God. He made us. We are his. We're his people. We're the sheep of his pasture. So enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. That is the story we have heard this morning, isn't it? God is good. His faithfulness continues. Family, we are eating apples from trees we didn't plant here at Harbor, right? People came before us. I don't know if you all know that Harbor was planted when Bedford Christian Church recognized that they weren't going to be able to keep their doors open anymore. So they sold their building and gave all the proceeds to Brent Storms and the team that planted Harbor. And some of you all were here for that. Kitty Barton, who you'll hear from in a moment, she has a prayer for us on video this morning. Her husband, Glenn, was the pastor of that church, Bedford Christian Church, back in the day. And when Harbor started, Kitty and Glenn came over here. I'm sure that the music wasn't her favorite. I'm sure that this was different. But my goodness, when I asked Kitty a couple weeks ago, why did you keep coming to Harbor, even though it was probably a big change? She said, well, I didn't care about any of that. I just wanted people to meet Jesus. We're eating apples from trees we didn't plant. God has been faithful to Harbor every year of its 25-year history and every year before that led to the planting of Harbor. And I am so grateful to be your pastor. My goodness, I showed up here. I got the offer letter to be your pastor the day my dad died. The same day. And Harbor sent flowers to his funeral. Harbor sent me gift cards for food. And I hadn't met most of you yet. This is the way this community loves. And I am so, so grateful to be a part of you all. My goodness.
I'm Chloe, and I want to be baptized because I want others to know that the old Chloe is old Chloe, and I'm ready for the next chapter of my life and committing it to God. Growing up, I had a great childhood. My family would go to church every Sunday, and we were very connected to the Harbor of Hope community. It wasn't until 2020, when my family started doing online church, that I really felt a missing piece in my heart. I felt very distant from God and others around me, and I knew something was wrong. This gave me such a hard time when I got to middle school, when I was just trying to find out who I really was. I ended up not being surrounded with the best friends, and I quickly realized that the person I was forcing myself to become wasn't the person I really wanted to be. It was February of this year when my mom got my sister and I Bibles. As I started flipping through the pages, I realized that if God loves so many other people in the world, he can truly love me too. The more I read, the more I felt God's presence. That was when I finally felt that missing piece in my heart that I lost years ago finally come back to me. I knew from then on that I wanted to be a follower of Jesus Christ and that I wanted to be some part, any part, of God's kingdom and the grace of God.
Repeat Peter's confessions after me. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Christ.
No, Jesus is the Christ.
The Son of the living God.
The Son of the living God.
Chloe, on your confessions of faith, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Hi, my name is Paul. I grew up Catholic. I've always believed in God. The past few years, I've struggled a lot with military trauma, addiction, legal issues, and spiritual warfare. These struggles have led me to do soul searching and reflect while being isolated, lonely, and having to rely heavily on God for strength and guidance. I've seen miracles happen in my life and experienced God's grace, so I've decided to submit my will over to Christ, and baptism for me is an opportunity to be reborn in the Spirit and connect with my Savior. Thank you.
Paul, we're so excited to celebrate with you today. My goodness. I'm going to have you repeat Peter's confession after me. I believe that Jesus is the Christ.
That Jesus is the Christ.
The Son of the living God.
The Son of the living God.
Paul, on your confession of faith, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
I'm Michaela. I'm choosing to be baptized because I would like to have a life with my healer, my Father, the King of Kings. My story is not an easy one to tell. I suffer from anxiety, depression, PTSD, and many more. But through God, I found the strength to keep going in this life. About 2 months ago, I walked back into Harbor and felt as if I was home again. It felt like God called me back here, and through his presence, I've met wonderful people who have loved and supported me in this journey, and I can't wait to see where it all goes.
All right, we're going to repeat Peter's confession after me.
I believe
that Jesus is the Christ.
That Jesus is the Christ.
The Son of the living God.
The Son of the living God.
Michaela, on your confession of faith, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Hi, my name is Danny, and I stand in awe of God's grace and love as I reflect on my journey with him. My relationship with God has been hard, but through Harbor of Hope, I've been able to connect with God in ways I can't explain. Has met me where I didn't know if I was worthy of God's love. And in his eyes, I was made in the perfect vision of him. And his presence has been a refuge for my soul, and his word has been a light for my path. Even in weakness, he has shown me my strength, and I'm excited for this new journey with him. And by his side, I put my faith in his hands and let him do his work.
I believe that Jesus is the Christ.
That Jesus is the Christ.
The Son of the living God.
The Son of the living God.
On your confession, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Heavenly Father, we just praise you for the last 25 years and how people have been so faithful and loving and kind. And God, we just pray for the next, well, not only 25, 75, 100, whatever you want, Lord, whatever you is your in your plan, help us seek your will, not our will, but your will. And thank you for Jesus, his faithfulness. Amen. And God, we love you. And we want to do your will. We thank you for ministers who've come and gone, and that they've stayed faithful. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.